Bavmatsir, Yerushalmi, Kosmoite Bavmatsir Bavli, Daf Nun and Nun Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi and Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Vekamatehe Hasela Haseiro Vleyeba Hainaya. The Mishnah asks the question, how much of the weight of a deficient seller coin must be lacking for it to be considered an Issa of Hainaya? Rebmeir Oime Alba Isois Me Issa Ladino. And Rebmeir says, there be four Issas when there's one Issa Padina, which is 1/24 of a seller. Rebbe Yehuda Oime Alba Pundios Me Pundion Ladino. Rebbe Yehuda says it's four Pundions when there's one Pundion Padina, which is 1/12 of a seller. Reb Shimon Oimer Shmoyne Pundios Mishnei Pundion Ladina. Reb Shimon says it's 8 Pundions when there are 2 Pundions per dinner, which is 1/6 of the seller. And the Gemara says now, Tani, we have a Brisa, Yosim Miken Moitzia Beshalve. The Brisa teaches if it's deficient more than those amounts, means the deficiency has passed the threshold of the Issa of Hanaya, one can spend it according to its actual weight, and one is not required to discard it. Because for how much of a weight deficiency, though, is this true? Sela ad shekel, dina ad roiva, pochis mikan afilu huke isa ein yochel lehitzia. For a sela, until it only weighs a shekel, which is half of a sela weight, and for a dina, until it weighs a roiva, which is a half of a dina. Beyond this deficiency, though, even if it was only one isa more, he may not spend it as a dina, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Haisa yotze al simoin besela vala madbea beshekel, al simoin beshekel vala madbea besela, ein loy ela tsuas amadbea. A token, which is a coin that is not embossed with a value, but it was used as a seller, but as a coin it was worth a shekel, which is half a seller, or it was used as a shekel, but as a coin it was actually worth a seller, one must use it according to its value as a coin. Lo yidna lo lecherem v'lo lehereg, b'vnei shemuramim ba, es acherim, el noigru v'toile b'tzavar b'noi. One may not give it to a thief or to a murderer as a bribe, because they'll use it to deceive others, rather one can only pierce a hole in it and give it to one's son as a necklace. For what is this the case? It's true for dinars and sellers, but for golden dinars and silver coins, one may spend them according to their worth. Just as you can spend a deficient coin for chulin purposes, so too you can spend it for redeeming ma'ase sheni, as long as he doesn't save them to be used for this purpose. We come now to the next Mishnah, ad emasai mutter lahachzir, until when may he return a deficient sela coin? Bekrachim ad shiyire l'shulchoni, bekfarim ad arve shabos, in a city where there's experts who can decide if it's still usable, until he can bring it to a money changer. And in the villages where there are no experts, it will be until Erev Shabbos, when he will go to the city to buy his Shabbos supplies and be able to show it there to a money changer. If the one who gave it to him knew that it was deficient, then even for 12 months later, he may return it to him, and all he can do is complain. And it's fine for him to use it to redeem Maaseh Sheni produce, and one who refuses to accept it later when he brings the coin to Yerushalayim is just being stingy. Now the Mishnah taught, Ha'inaya abor kesev v'atana shtei kesev v'haidaya shavu puta. A prohibition applies to overcharging 4 ma for the sale of a seller, which is 24 ma, which is 1/6 of a sale price. Chamish puta saying, there are 5 cases that require minimum value of a putta. Ha'idaya shava putta, admission, which is that we've been speaking about, has to be a shava putta. Va'isha miskadeshes b'shava putta, and the betrothal of a woman is a shava putta. Hanene shava putta min ha'hekdesh ma'al, the issa of me'ila applies, benefiting from hekdesh when it was the value of a shava putta. Ha'moitza shava putta chayav lahachriz, one is required to return a lost article when it's worth the value of a shavaputta. Hagoyzel eschaveyu a shavaputta. And if a person stole and made a shvua v'nishbaloi, yolichinu achor afilu lemadai. If a person stole and made a shvua which was not true, he has to follow the victim even to madai to return it. We now have another list of fives. Chamisha choymshim hein. There are 5 cases where a fifth is also paid. Ha'eichel tuma utumas maisa, utumas maisa shel demai. Hachala vabikurim moisif chomesh. If a person ate truma or trumas maisa or trumas maisa of demai or chala or bikurim, then he has to add a fifth to the value when he pays back. Hapoide netaravai, umasasheni shaloi, moisef chomesh, one who redeems fruits of the fourth year of a sapling, and it's maisasheni, then he has to add on a fifth as well. Hapoide hekdeshoi moisef chomesh, a person who redeems something that he had made hektosh, he has to add on a fifth. Vanene beshova putim in a hektosh moisef chomesh, and one who benefited from hektosh has to add on a fifth of the value when he pays back. And also one who stole and made a shvur that was false, he also has to add on a fifth. And the Gemara says, Chizkiah Omar, Letzofer b'Yushalayim, Letzofer b'Yafeh, Ba'lechallah b'Gvulim, Mechallah b'Ra'ah. Chizkiah says, if a person had a deficient seller of Maaseh Sheni that he wants to exchange in Yushalayim in order to buy food, as we find in the laws of Maaseh Sheni, he may exchange it as if it's a good coin. If he wishes to collect all of his Maaseh Sheni coins and transfer the Kedusha onto one more usable, portable coin, he may do this even onto a deficient coin. And the Gemara asks the question, V'atanin b'yuvah ha'yofah shebehen u'mechal noleah, v'yivah aroh v'yaseh isah. There's a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni that teaches that one should choose the better of the coins and redeem upon that. So why does our Mishnah allow him to do this even with an inferior type of coin? And the Gemara answers, Amma shniyahi hacha shekvah hoichach boy Maaseh Sheni. Here it's, since one of them is confirmed to already be Maaseh Sheni, but it's unknown which one it is, he has to choose the better one in order to redeem it. That's the case over there in Maaseh Sheni. And the Mishnah also taught over here, it's fine for him to use it to redeem Maaseh Sheni produce, and one who refuses to accept it later when he brings the coin to Yerushalayim is being stingy.